It's a combination of so-called joyriding, and then just the cars been burned out after they've served their purpose. And there's been a recent upsurge in the last number of days, the last couple of weeks in that particular locality. So it's obviously causing a great deal of concern amongst the residents in the area.
It's also a danger to residents in the area.
Absolutely. It's probably only through good fortune that there hasn't been a serious injury, particularly when we have the weather conditions that we're experiencing at this particular moment in time as well. Obviously, cars are particularly vulnerable if they have ice and snow, that type of thing. So all of it adds up to serious concern.
In reality, a call on those responsible to cease would most likely fall on deaf ears, so it comes down to policing. Are there enough patrols in the area?
Yeah, well, it's probably difficult to be on the scene straight away when we receive reports of cars sort of careering through estates. Obviously, I mean, I've been in contact with the PSNI just to talk about the incidents, but I think what is also important is to see if we can get any assistance from the local community in relation to who might be involved in this as well, then that will assist us, because you are right, I mean, individuals who are involved in this have no regard whatsoever for the residents in the areas that are driving the cars through, so we need to seek other avenues in relation to taking these individuals off the streets.